Case number 11072, Dwayne Wilt Bank, northwest of Road 302, Phillips Branch Road, approximately 2,100 feet northeast of Road 301, Holly Lake Road. A special use exception to utilize existing manufactured home for storage and to retain a manufactured home on less than 5 acres.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Dwayne Delando, Wilt Bank, 30983 Phillips Branch Road.
Do you swear? Lewisburg. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Okay. And I don't, ma'am, are you going to be testifying as well, or are you just up here for support?
We're together.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Excuse me. Before we start, Mr. Chairman, Counselor, I received a letter in the mail from the in opposition to this case tonight. I have not read it. It will not affect my decision at all, and I will let the secretary read it into the minutes.
What we should do then, Mr. Rickard, is we'll hear the applicant's presentation, and then that can be read at the end of his presentation after the board's had their questions. But thank you for bringing that to the board's attention.
All right, sir.
Do you want to proceed?
Yes. Well, I'm here about exceptional use of a mobile home that we've had there. You granted us permission in 2001 for a medical hardship to put it in there. Well, my brother-in-law, who was staying there, he passed last year, so that left it vacant. The mobile in question that we want to keep was better than the existing place where the property was assigned to, we'll say. So what we'd like to do is keep the mobile that was the medical hardship in place and use the original mobile where that place is deeded to as a storage building.
Okay. So now the one that you had there for your brother-in-law that was permitted in 2001.
That's right.
Is anyone living in that now?
Yes, there is now.
There is
the ones, the family that was in the original, in the home that was, the place was deeded for, moved into the medical hardship place because it was much better shape.
And then there's no one living in this other one?
That's correct. Okay. And we'd like to use it as a storage.
Okay, so I better understand. Okay.
Okay.
All right, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
Yes, I'm looking at a drawing here, and we're talking about tract 2, is that correct?
Yes.
The one up here?
Yes, that's right. Okay.
And so what you're saying is the one labeled number 1 was the primary residence, number 2 was the hardship?
I would have to see.
And the one in the front, number 1, was the primary?
That's correct.
Okay, yes. So now you want the number 2 one to be the residence and the number 1 to be storage.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And does this parcel has nothing to do with tract 1?
No.
Okay, because I see there's a proposed dwelling. Is there a dwelling on that?
Yes, there is.
Is there more than one? Okay. How many dwellings are on that other property?
I have a home and a couple of storage buildings on that property. A workshop, what we call a warehouse, a tractor house, and a place for lawnmowers and such.
Okay. Do you actively farm this property?
Well, I garden out front. Now, I propose, I'm close to my retirement, and it's the house 1 along the road, I wanted to just till that up also and enlarge my garden. So
you're planning to move that mobile home on the property?
No, we just wanted to keep it there for storage.
Okay.
I would like to cut the gable in out and park a backhoe inside of it. That's what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Eventually.
Okay. You're going to cut the frame out of the mobile home?
Yes.
And it'll support itself, the walls will?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
Okay. The question here is what if the question before this board is, will it have, what type of effect will it have? And it can't have a substantially affect adversely on neighboring or adjacent properties.
Well,
tell us about what surrounds it and what effect it'll have.
Well, it had no effect that it hasn't had in the last 20 years. For 20 years, we've had...
Well, we were talking about a different use then.
Nothing's really going to change.
But the use is going to change.
Except the use of the house in the front.
Okay. I mean, it was occupied. People lived in it. It was maintained. And now it's going to be a storage building.
Well, it's very old, and I'm sure the opposition showed photos of it, and it's just served its time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, it won't substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay. And what are the mobile homes and on the properties adjacent?
The adjacent property is my wife and myself, mm-hmm. and there's no mobile home. There's just one warehouse. We call it a warehouse back there, but we went through all that in 2001, I believe, and filed it.
And neighboring properties undeveloped?
No. We're a rural area.
Understand? Okay. Thank you. No other questions?
Just to make sure I understand this correctly,
mm-hmm.
mobile home number one will remain where it is.
May I see?
You're not planning on moving these two, switching them apart? Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Now, do you live in number two?
No, I live on the adjacent property.
Right below it.
No, sir. I live next door on the other property.
On the other property?
Yes.
And you guessed. Okay. And you're using the two-story sheds behind number two trailer, right?
I have to see the picture that you're talking about.
These two sheds here?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to put somebody in here? And this is the one you're going to put a tractor in?
Yes, I want to cut the gable in out and park some equipment inside there.
Do you have any pictures of this trailer? Okay. I mean, what year is it? Do you know?
It's probably at least the 60-something my father took care of all that.
Mr. Rickard?
No, I have any questions.
Hey, Ms. Galloway, I have no questions. Thanks, sir. Hearing no other questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone? Yes. All right, sir. Would you like to come up and be sworn in? Sir, you can sit down right up front there if you would like.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
James J. Collins, 113 Cambridge Road, Camden, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I was a former owner of the property adjacent to Mr. Dwayne Wilbanks. Presently, my daughter, Sherry L. Collins, from 918 Westbourne Road in Swanksville, Pennsylvania, owns the property, and I'm speaking on her behalf. One of the main reasons why we are opposed to this is because recently I went down and I saw on the back end of the property a couple of non-inhabitable mobile units. They weren't together. It looks as if they had been separated. They may be part of where they put them together. And I also saw another mobile home. He had moved back there where he has a tractor under it. Now, from my perspective and from my daughter's perspective, this is an asset to Mr. Wilbanks, but to us it's a liability because it's directly right within most of them 25 feet of a property line. We are afraid that it will continue to diminish the property values because, just like those two that I recently saw, there may be more coming, and we are both opposed to that variance because of that. Because at best, I would not accept that being moved on my property if somebody gave it to me, at best. And you take a mobile home like a car, once it's been gutted, it can never be repaired without an enormous amount of money. And I don't know what the uses that Mr. Wilbanks has for these other units that he hasn't talked about, but if they're going to be used for storage or if he's going to modify them for live-in units, we are directly opposed. And property value is one of the most important things that most of us can have. My dad originally owned a property that Mr. Wilbanks inherited. It was 36 acres that he bought in 1946 for $2,600. It was a time that very few minorities could buy property or had the money to. And it's very close to my heart when it was basically virgin territory. And now, for lack of a better word, it's just junk back there. That's all I have to say, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Klein.
Yes, sir.
Before you leave, so you're saying that there are now four mobile homes on the property?
Well, in the back end, I saw there were, I submitted a
pictures?
Folder. She does. Is it here?
Pictures?
Yes.
Down, John.
Yes.
Coming down.
Yes, yes. And someone says a picture is worth 10,000 words, and that's why I sent the pictures.
And so, again, you're saying that there's more than one, four on this parcel?
More than what he was just referring to.
And you're not... You under, and then there's a parcel next door. As you face this property, there's a parcel next door with also a structure, a mobile home on it? Or you include, you're understanding that these are two separate parcels, is that correct?
I don't understand your question, sir.
You okay, let me show you. If you come forward, I'll show you what we're talking about.
The bench?
Sure,
come on up. Okay. This is the property that track two, that we're talking about. And this is the one he wants to keep on there. This is the one that's being inhabited.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, on this same track.
On the same back there.
In the back. There are, okay.
Moved recently.
Okay.
One's there and one, he has a backhoe or something in.
How recently?
The two that I was telling you about that looked like.
You can go back to the podium so you can be on record.
The two are that seem like they're separated. There might be one, but some houses, mobile homes, when they move them, they have one side and they connect to the other side. This isn't a complete long one. It looks like it had been cut and then moved to the place. It has a screen door in it. I personally don't see where it could be used, and that's just my opinion, as a storage unit. And our problem is that we are afraid that if this continues, it can continue to diminish the property values of our property or my daughter's property that's located there. If you've seen the pictures, you know what I'm talking about, but it's that parcel that's to the back of the lot, not to the front where Mr. Wilbanks is talking about.
So this is the structure you're talking about that is two structures?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir. Yes,
so
sir.
It appears that it's a mobile home and a lean-to type,
yes,
of
sir.
Structure, okay,
yes, sir.
Combined. And the purpose of the last picture with the rifle or shotgun,
so
against the tree?
That's the property that belonged to my daughter, previously belonged to me. It goes all the way back. That's where nothing is on. And the other picture to the top is looking the opposite way back to the house that my daughter owns and property that I previously owned. It was really farmland, and the only thing that's on the property that I had was just the house.
Okay.
And we do allow someone to till the land, but there's nothing else there straight back to the branch.
I'm
and we
sure.
just wanted to maintain it that way, sir.
I'm curious about the picture on the bottom. There's a
I put that weapon there so when I took the picture I'd make sure that that was our side of the property. Because if you
that's not how you settle your differences.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Good enough. Thank you.
And those are the end of my comments, sir.
All righty.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Again, was there anyone else here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, as Mr. Ricker stated, he did receive a letter from Sherry Humphrey, which I believe is his daughter, and basically he stated what was in this letter.
Okay. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
I have another question of the applicant, Mr. Chairman.
Me too.
Okay. Sir, come back up, please.
Yes. Okay. Can you explain to us the third mobile home?
That is on, it's marked on
you,
the...
You need to go back to the mic.
It's marked on the...
My cousin Jim's a little confused about the bottom. It's the one in the far back. Where the backhoe sits.
Right. Right there. And that is two additions.
So that's not a shed. That's on here it says that they're sheds.
That's what they are. But that's a storage.
Okay, go back to the mic.
Okay.
Okay. But on this drawing or survey, it says there are sheds, but it's clearly in the picture. There are taillights on that structure, and that's a mobile home.
It's a mobile home shed. It's been there since 2001.
And did you get a permit to put it on the property?
I'm paying taxes on it.
Did you get a permit to put it on the property?
We went through the council in 2001 and went through all of that.
So you put that...
It was there when we settled up on the medical hardship.
It was on there then?
Mm-hmm.
So you put that mobile as a shed?
It's a mobile... Yes, it's a lumber, bicycles, motorcycles, miscellaneous.
Susan, is that right, Susan, that you put a mobile as a shed?
No, that's what we're here... That's what we're here for now.
I mean, but...
You have to go through the same what he's going through for storage.
Sure. Are there permits?
But the shed's already been there, and he already put it up. Did he get a permit for that?
I guess that's the next question. Are there permits for these structures?
But I'm asking.
The only thing I see is a placement permit for
medical hardship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The question I was asking: can you get a mobile and make it a shed?
You get it for storage.
For storage.
What he's applying for today.
Yeah, but the one we're talking about right now, I don't know if you got a permit.
Not in any other hearings.
No other hearings, no other permit.
Oh.
Okay.
Nothing.
But it's been there prior.
Yeah.
To this
one.
And the other that he's calling a mobile is when we moved on that same survey plot you have, that's two home additions on mobile home frames. Actually.
Well, if it's on a mobile home frame, then it's a mobile home. And you can't have... You can only have one per parcel. And if you're using it for a shed, even if you're using it for a shed, or any structure that you put on a parcel has to have a permit. Now, my question is, we've got 7 structures on this property, and I'm only hearing about one permit.
We came clean in 2001, and there was no questions asked when we were permitted for our home.
Okay.
And everything went before the council then. And we went immediately after that is when we applied we had to have a medical hardship so that my brother-in-law could stay in the one place. And you had pictures of it then with had no skirting and all such as that. And we were here and there was nothing said about it.
At that time, who was living in the front part home?
We were renting it out.
You're renting it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
Any further questions?
I don't have any other questions.
Any further questions? Mr. Baird?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I've got one.
Oh,
Susan,
wait.
Do you know if there's what we have in, I mean, I take it you don't have it in front of you. What was before the board or the council in 2001 as far as what was on the property then?
I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But he did have a medical hardship that was approved.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering is, was there anything else on that property that was shown on the survey then? Because we obviously have this structure that is the one that he now wants to use for storage, mm-hmm. and then the one that he was planning to put on. But it, from listening to Mr. Wilbank's testimony as well as the opposition, there's these other structures that were placed there. Mr. Wilbank has testified that those were placed in 2001, correct?
They were there prior to 2001.
Okay. I guess the question that I have is, was that shown on any survey that was before the county in 2001?
I could get that for you. I just do not have it at the time.
Sir, do you know if that was on any survey before?
Yes, that is the plot. The map you have is a reduced size of our survey plot.
How old is this survey plot?
Done in 99.
October 6, 99.
Surveyor in Georgetown.
Simpler?
No.
McCain?
No.
If
he's on this side of town.
So you,
Adams and Kemp.
Adams and Kemp.
And you submitted that with the hardship request?
Beg your pardon?
You submitted that
yes.
survey? Okay, then we would be able to see if it's on there. Okay.
It was submitted, and that is the same survey that you have right there, only a reduced version of it.
Okay.
I got another question. Is there any pictures? I don't know if it's in that picture he had to tell us. A number one in there?
Yes, I have pictures of it.
A number one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mr. Workman, there's references to side one, side two, structure A, structure B in the opposition's photos, but I'm not sure
what
if they correspond with what's listed as number one and number two on the survey. But I can send these down if you'd like to look at them.
No, okay.
You may want to show him to make sure, but I believe that's the first house.
Sir, have you had a chance to look at these photos?
No, I have not.
This is the one in the back of the property?
Yes, sir. That would be on your map.
The one listed as a shed?
Yes.
Okay. And that is, by this picture, structure A. And
there.
This is what?
That is these two right there.
Okay, that's the, okay. Then structure B is the closest to sheds.
There's storage.
Okay, and this is the hardship?
The hardship.
All right.
Correct.
Listed as structure C. This is the house in question in the front?
Yes.
Listed as structure D.
Thank you.
So this is the reason why, you know, the opposition, I don't know, everything is, all these structures have been there for at least 20 years. Nothing has changed. At least 20 years.
We're just trying to get
I'll take
the facts
that back. Some of them for 20 and the other ones since 1999 when we had the survey done. But they were all on the property at that time. They were just moved around. So that we could make a way to have the house put on the other partial.
Okay.
Mr. Wilbank.
I'll get to you, sir.
Yes.
I'll give you a chance to respond in just a moment, mm-hmm. sir. Okay, go ahead, sir.
How long do you anticipate this, the mobile home that is to be converted for storage, how long do you anticipate that being on the property? Would you say indefinitely?
No, I wouldn't go to. It's already
has to go
until it the roof falls in, which is not going to be long. I mean, it's an old place. My dad probably put it there in the 50s, 40s. I don't know. It was before my time, And it's an old house with the mobile home on it. You know, and I went through the county with this. Actually, it's not a mobile home. It was a house. And I kept telling them, I says, it's not a mobile, it's a home with a mobile addition to it. And they stood me down. They told me I didn't live on the parcel. And so I just left it at that. So now I just want to keep the place for a storage building. I got a lot of stuff. This is why I have all these, and all of them are full. And my cousin says, you know, I have a lot of iron and junk in the woods. I do. I mess with scrap iron, whatever it takes. That's the way we do. But he doesn't see it that way. So I call them my assets. He would call it junk.
And you're waiting for American Pickers to show up.
Well, batteries were $9 a piece.
I understand.
This is true, you know. And scrap iron is $3, $4 a pound. And you collect it and you trade it for money.
Sure.
This is what I do.
I'll raise you. Okay, sir, you can.
I wasn't poking fun. I was, you know, I've seen the show, and that's why people collect things, right?
Can you take the podium, sir? I'll take one more question.
I don't understand. He was saying that all of those structures, and particularly those pictures there, were on since 1999. I've been there. I maintained the property. But unless they were to some other place, those that were to the far back where it looks like you see the glass window, I just saw that probably in the last 3 months. Now, he may have had it somewhere else, but it was not there. That's all I have to say. I mean, if it can be used as a storage, fine. But all I'm saying is that more of these and more of these, it just diminishes the property values. Thank you for your diligence.
Mr. Klein, I'm not certainly not an expert. It appears by the pictures they've been there longer than a few months, but the previous record from the last hearing would certainly, you know, show us if what all was on the property at the time. So we'll probably hold the record open for that.
Okay. There ain't no other entertain a motion.
No other questions. I'd make a motion that we leave the record open, the hearing open, for the office to report back to us the information from the earlier hearing when the hardship request was made, whenever that was. Yes, I'd like to. I think the others too would like to see a survey and determine what was there and, you know, what was established. And also be curious to find out what permits have been issued as well.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave the case number 11072 open for the Office of Time to perform a permit and what was done in 2001. So, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Reckers?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11072 will be left open.
And it will be heard at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
At the next regularly scheduled meeting.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to verify that these structures were there since 2001? Is that?
Yeah, we're going to look at the survey that was presented.
So the survey and stuff, sir.
And there'll be no other testimony. You can certainly attend if you like. You can watch
that's fine
on the internet. But we just want to see what's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Face number.